where you killed them.
So, no. So it's Shavuot, it's Erev Shavuot, 5773, and Sefer Chinuch, but today I want to look at Ruth, and we have two mitzvahs in here also, because it is Sefer Chinuch, I can't leave that. So the question is, I'm going to start with the question of why do we read Ruth on Shavuot? So what are the classical answers? I'll let you guys tell me.
Why do we read Ruth?
Yeah. What that's the book that we read on Shavuot is the book of Ruth.
She converted.
Right. So why do we read it?
She took on all the mitzvot.
Okay.
Except them
Shavuot the Torah. Being given in the Torah.
Right. So that's one. And what's two?
So she accepted the Torah.
Okay. So Ruth accepted the Torah, and her name I wrote here on your sheet. Her name in gematria adds up to 606. Right, so there's 613 mitzvot. She was born a Gentile, so she had seven mitzvot to begin with.
So those were the new mitzvot.
With the new mitzvot, she got up to 613. Right, so her name plus the seven equals 613. So that's one. That's a little thing in there, but also her name, Reva or Revuya, so that the taf can be a hey. I mean, grammatically, tafs and hays are related this way. The taf can be smichut.
Tafs and hays are
they
related.
Well, they look similar.
They are. No. Well, it's not just the look that's similar. It's that the roots go together. Like, for instance, if you would say ahavat Hashem, really that taf is a hay. It's smichut. Uh-huh. But the root with a taf, sometimes the taf.
Oh, the root. Okay.
The root of the word, sometimes with the taf, the root is a hay, not the taf. Sometimes.
Yes, okay.
So in this case, that's the case. So the root is reva, revuya, which is much or many, flow, a shower of something. So that also because, so the second reason, and also very important reason that we read about her on Shavuot, is because she is the mother, grandmother of King David. And his lineage is the end of the book of Ruth. So we read his whole lineage, because you might think that he has illegitimate lineage. And that he doesn't deserve to be the king of Israel, and from whom all kings and Mashiach will come. So the reading the book of Ruth connects us backwards and forwards, connects us back to the acceptance of the Torah and forward into the final phases of redemption of the Jewish people. And she's the bridge between the two. She's the one who accepts, and she's the one who's the mother of Mashiach. So that's what I want to look at a little bit here and see. Also, if you look at the word Shavuot, why on Shavuot? So look at the word Shavuot and the word Shavua. Right, Shavuot is plural, weeks, and Shavua is singular, week. We say Shavua Tov after Havdalah, right? But what else is a Shavua?
It's a promise.
Right, that's right, a promise. Yep, a promise. Or a vow. Right, so it's interesting. I was just thinking about, so why do we read the story of Ruth on Shavuot? Because she converted and we were all converts? So it's interesting. Okay, yes, we were all converts. It's interesting. Until we got the Torah, it was if we wanted to be Jewish or not was a choice. Right? Every generation that was born from Abraham until the giving of the Torah, you could choose in or out. The last point of choice was Har Sinai. After that, once you're Jewish, you're Jewish. It doesn't matter what you choose. You can't choose out. It's not possible to choose out. Right? So you're Jewish by birth. We're not a race, although there's questions about that. It's so interesting. There's an article, I think, in the foreword last week about, are we a race? Aren't we a race? Is it anti-Semitic to say that we are? Is it anti? So now this guy's saying we aren't. Is it and he's been called anti-Semitic for saying that we're not.
So what is it?
He's been called anti-Semitic for saying that we're not because he's Jewish, right? And so he's saying, no, the Jews have no claim to the land of Israel because the whole story of them being kicked out of the land of Israel is actually a fake. Did they actually ever have anything? Were they ever actually a group? And are they today related to the group that they were, if they in fact were? So they're not a connected people. So he's being called anti-Semitic for saying that, right? Whereas others are being called anti-Semitic for saying that we're a race. So what are we? So why it's confusing, because what's about race? You're born the race that you are. It's not something you get to choose, right? You can't choose out.
Typically religion you choose.
Religion, well, so...
Sort of.
Yeah. So you will be born into a religion, but you do, certainly in Christianity, you have to choose to be that, to be
you
that.
Have to be
right,
baptized.
Like be baptized or have something or done to you. Confirmation or something.
Something done to you that you choose in. Even if you don't fully choose in yourself, like for instance...